Jamie, in your tenure with Illinois Issues, you've seen a lot of changes with how it operates and even what platform it operates on.
Yeah, when I started with Illinois Issues, I was actually the public affairs reporting intern for Illinois Issues, and I was very excited to end up with Illinois Issues. It's what I was hoping for, and then I got to come back to be in the State House. And then after a while in the State House, I moved over to be the editor and came out here to the university. We, of course, merged with what was WUIS at the time, now NPR Illinois. We started producing radio segments and stories to go along with our written feature stories. And we moved to a digital-only format, which was tough for us. It was hard to let go of that print magazine. But we have been glad to see that a lot of folks are reading us online, and our stories often have more readership online than we had subscribers to that print magazine. So looking back, I think it was probably the right move, but there are always folks that are going to miss having that physical print magazine in their hands.
Do you think there's still room for the long, in-depth stories that that Illinois Issues is known for?
I do. And, you know, when we transitioned over to the NPR Illinois website, that was part of the merger. And in doing that, we got a lot better ability to track how many people are reading our stories. And we found out that there is a lot of appetite for those long form stories that focus on Illinois. We really didn't know to what degree folks would be interested in reading them online. And it turns out, I'm glad to say, that there is a lot of interest in reading these long form stories. And I think that as we see newspapers, you know, cutting back over the last few years and maybe continuing to, they aren't doing as much of that in-depth kind of deep dive stories as frequently. Smaller papers can't necessarily afford the time or the money that it takes to do that kind of reporting. It's sometimes just the larger papers, like the Tribune, of course, is still doing great work like that and other entities throughout the state. And so I think Illinois Issues continues to fill a niche there that is very needed and that it seems people really want.
It's easy for media outlets to get drowned out in the world of social media, the world of fake news stories being put online. You know, how do you see media, you know, credible media, and those that want to really go in depth and tell people what's going on, explain things to people, how do they compete with that?
Entities like ours that are trying to get these long explainer pieces out or stories that put things into context have to learn how to compete on social media. And we've had to put an emphasis on that, something that we're working on and that, you know, I hope continues to develop here, because that is how folks are getting their news to some degree. So, you know, another way that we can kind of work on that is to start to see who our audience members are and connect with them and make it a two-way street. That's something that, you know, I think all of news media has had to think a lot more about, is that not just putting things out there, but also listening to the feedback that we get back and cultivating relationships with our readers and our listeners and answering the questions that they are looking to have answered and giving, you know, them the news, not necessarily the news that they want to hear, but the news that they need to hear and the things that matter to them.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about before you leave here is the view of state government and the way the public views it and what you've picked up through the years. Do you think that the public truly understands what's going on with state government?
Most folks maybe don't pay as much attention to state government as, I don't want to say they should, but maybe don't realize how much state government impacts their lives. In many ways, much more than the federal government does, which is, I would say, what most people probably pay the most attention to. You know, state government is making decisions about your child's education and whether that road in your area is going to get, you know, widened and those sorts of things through capital bills and through education funding and education policy. So much of that is going on in state government. And I know that it's tough for folks to follow all this stuff because they have lives and they're busy. I mean, I confess, when I came here, I knew very little, as a lot of people do when they come to Springfield to learn about state government and reporting. And, you know, you get a kind of crash course when you get here. But I do wish that folks out there in Illinois, especially in this time of fiscal crisis, paid a little more attention to what was going on.
And do you think that because they maybe haven't paid as much of attention, that that allows some of the problems government is currently wrestling with and actually has been wrestling with for years to, you know, be exacerbated?
I think it can. Again, you know, I don't want to be too hard on folks out there because I realize people have lives and they're busy. If you participate in the electoral process, you vote for someone who you expect to represent you well, and maybe you kind of move on from that point and get on with your life. But we have seen leading up to this fiscal crisis that we're in currently, promises that were made that there wasn't the money to pay for them. And voters clearly are still kind of maybe not quite grasping that, because when you see polling that's done in Illinois, people want, you know, they don't want services cut, but they also don't want taxes. And the math just doesn't add up. And so the fact that folks maybe haven't paid close enough attention to understand that the math for what they want out of state government doesn't quite add up, has allowed this situation to happen, at least to some degree.
And in your tenure covering the state capitol, you've certainly seen quite a bit happen, a lot of history happen. You came in right when Rob Blagojevich was being impeached and removed from office, and right up through Bruce Rauner these days.
My PAR class, we kind of joke that we probably had at least the most interesting internship in quite a while, because we started right after the national economy collapsed and right at the time that Rob Blagojevich was on the brink of being impeached. And after he was removed from office, we saw a lot happen in those few years after. A lot of that, I think, was some pent-up issues that had not been dealt with because the legislature just wasn't working well with Rod Blagojevich. And so there was a lot of things to get to. We saw changes to pension benefits for new workers. We saw same-sex marriage legalized. We saw the death penalty outlawed. We saw medical marijuana happen. And it's interesting, you know, going back and looking at all the stuff I kind of checked, all of those things happened with bipartisan support. I think folks think about how things are going right now in Illinois government and think things are very divided. Most of the big policy changes that happened while I was following the State House were bipartisan, maybe not broadly, but they at least had one or two votes from Republicans.
Jamie, we do wish you well in your next endeavor. You've done a great job with Illinois issues and been a great co-worker, and we're going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss everyone here as well. And one of the things I'm most thankful for from my time working in the State House and here at Illinois Issues is working with the great reporters and staff here at NPR Illinois, and also alongside the State House Press Corps folks. Working here and there, I've met some of the most curious and creative and also just helpful people. So I feel very lucky to have experienced all of that.